Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. This is your host, Stephanie Wallace, and tonight we are going, our show is titled Don't Judge Me. And I'm basing the show tonight on something that happened over the weekend, a post that was put up on Facebook of a woman who someone felt that the woman was inappropriately dressed. So they snapped a picture, and they did not show the woman's face, but they snapped a picture and they put the woman's picture up on Facebook of her, you know, exposed what they thought was inappropriate. And it got a few responses, some negative, some agreeing with the person. And I just wanted to, you know, touch on this thing we do, judging each other and not really being discreet in, you know, how we, let me be a little bit more clear. I'm sorry. First of all, it's judgment. It's criticism. It's your opinion. And it really serves no purpose other than to ridicule. And I'm going to take it back a step further, and I'm going to thank our new listeners. If we have any new listeners today, I'm going to thank you for joining in and tuning in and encourage you to subscribe to the channel. I mean, to the LAID. I'm a little discombobulated today, huh? Encourage you to subscribe so that you can get updates on when we have new shows. But with that, I'm going to let our co-host Don in, and me and Don are going to get to talking, and we're going to wait for Tyson and Miss V. And also, today's show is going to be short, 15 minutes, because I forgot to click the 30-minute button, and I'm also not feeling too well. So here is Don and Ms. Z.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Don, how you doing?
I'm doing quite well. How about yourself?
I'm not feeling too good today. Not feeling too good.
Okay.
How you doing, Ms. V?
Hi, how are you?
Ms. V,
I'm all right,
what's up?
I'm all right.
How you doing?
Hi, Don. How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing quite well.
Okay.
Quite well.
So, guys, I'm not, you know, I'm glad you guys are feeling well, but today's a short show because of my mistake. I want you guys to touch on, without, you know, we're not revealing who did it or anything like that, but just your opinion on, and it's something that you see a lot. People take pictures of other people without their knowledge and post it on social media. And basically, you know, there's a, Don, I don't know if you know, but there's this abbreviation, SMH, shaking means shaking my head. It's like saying, you know, and it's like a judgment. It's a ridicule. And what do you think?
Aren't we all guilty of that to a degree, though?
Of course, yes.
Aren't we all guilty of that behavior?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. But my question, because I you know, I've done it recently, not as far as gone as far as sharing a picture, but I saw a woman who was dressed in a way which was shocking to me, and I mentioned it on my Facebook page. I didn't take a picture, but I did mention it, and it's basically the same thing, you know. But it causes me to wonder now, because I was a little hurt and offended by the picture that I saw. Because I'm imagining running across a picture of myself.
Okay.
Unbeknownst. Okay.
Uh-huh. You know, something that I didn't know somebody took a picture of. And, like, it's one thing if we took a picture together. I knew I was in the picture. You posted the picture, and then somebody had something to say about it. That's one thing. But to secretly take a picture. For that purpose of posting it, you know, I would really, you know, that's very hurtful. And, you know, and just beyond this particular case, you know, just thinking of things like that happen in social media that really devastate other people, that devastate the victim or the subject of the pictures or the ridicule. Because that's what it is, ridicule. And it's only your opinion. You know?
Yep.
So do you guys have anything to add to that or opinions about that?
Go ahead, Ms. V.
Okay. First, let me I'm not even going to really get that deep into it, but I think I know what you're talking about, Miss Stephanie. And I was
mm-hmm.
there, and I saw the young lady snapping the pictures. And it hurt me. It hurt me because I wanted to, because what happened was the lady fell asleep. And during the time she fell asleep, this girl is just snapping these pictures. And, you know, and what do you do? You try to flag her down, like, stop. But you don't want to offend nobody. And
mm-hmm.
and the lady said to us that she did not know this outfit was so revealing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot more revealing than what the picture showed. It really
mm-hmm.
was. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know, these two people don't know each other, but it seemed like as soon as she sent that picture off, everybody was looking at the picture. Everybody was looking. And maybe they didn't know that exact person was right there in the place, but everybody was looking at it. And before you know it, sooner or later, everybody knew it was that person. And it hurt.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It hurt to know that y'all looking at this woman and y'all judging this woman. I just wish
so
I had
a
frost.
So it was actually a female that took the picture?
Yes, it was a female
wow.
that took
okay.
the picture. You know, and we look
at Tyson. We got Tyson. Hold on. Go ahead. Finish talking, Tyson. You can.
Hi, Tyson.
Hey, Tyson.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Tyson?
Right.
And we look at
so
it.
We have a caller.
I wanna.
We have a caller, and I'm gonna see if we can get the caller's
opinion
real quick.
Okay.
Hey, Sasha. How are you?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm going to say when I was a kid, my mom always said, look in the mirror before you go out. It was before social media, but she
mm-hmm.
said there are stupid people out there that will do things. And now you think what you said made me think of what my mom always addressed to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about the posting of the picture on social media?
Nowadays, we all got to be careful because there's always that one jerk
mm-hmm.
that will do that, and you never know. That person could see that can make them depressed, suicidal,
right.
whatever.
Yeah, you're right. That was,
something. I don't know whether it's because I'm guy. Or I'm blind, or maybe both. I don't, I look at it from a different perspective. I'm not really like okay, maybe because I don't see anymore, is that things don't affect me differently because I can't see any of these things, you know? And so I'm sort of like, I guess, in a way I'm either protected, or maybe I'm just... Out of the loop because I don't have the visual, other than what I can imagine in my mind. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I guess it affected
imagine,
it a little bit differently.
John, imagine going to get the paper, and
mm-hmm.
opening up the paper, and an embarrassing picture of you was in the paper.
Yeah, that was in the paper. Yeah. Yeah,
that could give
yeah.
you some perspective. And for our new listeners who don't know, Don is blind, and that's why, you know, he doesn't have the perspective as far as social media is concerned. Do you guys hear an echo? Because I'm hearing an echo.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope the whole show doesn't sound like that. Sasha, I'm going to let you loose on the lines in case we have other callers. So thank you for calling in, Sasha. Sasha mentioned, something like this can make you depressed. And hopefully the situation is not, you know, that bad, and hopefully this is not making it bigger. But, you know, I just want us to be careful, because as a person who grew up constantly being ridiculed, constantly about things that I couldn't change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being really cute about the color of my skin, about the crossing of my eyes,
mm-hmm.
the size of my feet, you know, and all of these things. But to be ridiculed, you know, even if you make a mistake in the outfit, or even if you thought the outfit was good or knew it was that revealing, still,
whatever it was,
to me, this is not called for.
Especially mm-hmm.
not when. Pardon me, Tyson?
No. No, I felt that none as bad as social media. We can see now how celebrities feel when they get their pictures taken unnoticed by a photographer. Yes, they know how we know how they feel now, you see. Because
mm-hmm.
they open a magazine, and see their picture in a magazine in a bad way, you see. They know and we know how they feel. Mhm.
Mhm.
So we're saying we're living in the days of intrusion, like it's such an intrusive thing.
Yes.
With every move you make or whatever you do,
right.
And people can just snap your picture and just post it. And that's the world we're living in.
Mhm. Yeah. And you know what? When I first got sick, it was near my age. She was pushing me. I had a man in a wheelchair then, and
mm-hmm.
he said, they are snapping pictures of us. And he got to say, I ain't paying no money, you see.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
the point is, you don't know what's going to say about the picture, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is it a good picture or not, you see? Before I take anybody's picture, I ask them, can I take your picture? And some people don't, and some people do, you see. Some people
mm-hmm.
use their mind at all, and some say no. Mm-hmm.
It's no privacy anymore. Everywhere you go, you're being recorded or...
Yes.
Or something,
yes.
You know, and you never know. You know, you never
know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, we got 90 seconds left for this show, and I just want to remind everybody, first of all, I want to let everybody, I want to thank any of our new listeners for tuning in. Friday's event, From Within, was awesome. I enjoyed it so much. And you enjoyed it?
Yes, I did.
I enjoyed meeting new people and hopefully getting some new late listeners and late supporters. I want to remind you guys that we have Guy Talk the first Monday of every month. We have Girl Talk the second Monday. We have a new YouTube channel, Chicken Share. You guys check that out. We have 3 videos up and more to come.
Please listen and watch it.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
What time do you start to talk today? Huh?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I came in late. So what time do you start today? Because I got 6:15 right now.
She had to cut the show for 15 minutes.
Oh,
yeah, I had to cut the show because I... Oh, yeah, because
so
I made a mistake.
Yeah. Okay.
We got a lot of echoes. Okay. So go. Okay, bye-bye, guys. Thanks a lot, Sasha, for calling in. I really appreciate it. And sorry about today's, the quality of today's show. I don't know what's going on with the echoes. All right, bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Love y'all. Bye.
Love you too, Miss V.
Bye.
Oh, love. I love love.
Love.